This is a poem called Examples of Justice. It's kind of an oddly structured poem from my point of view. It's not a narrative poem. It doesn't tell a story. It hasn't even got much, it may not even have the first person singular pronoun, I, in it. And it's kind of made up of a sequence of lists. Originally, I called the poem Examples. And I thought, well, each stanza is going to be a set of examples of a particular abstraction. And the reader or the listener will have to collate and sort of reconcile, figure out how each item in the list is an example of justice, for example, or an example of memory, or an example of fortune. And so that's sort of the challenge as you're listening to it, is to discern the ways in which these items sort of belong together. It's like one of those old high school quizzes, you know, which one of these items does not belong in the following group. So the poem is called Examples of Justice. And you can picture me, if you want, listing each line on my index finger and my second finger. Examples of Justice. Aspirin. Crack cocaine. The poetry of John Keats. Kathleen's big, beautiful face. And the Communist Manifesto. These are all pain relievers. Death from cancer of the mouth of the tyrant Joseph McCarthy. The blue crow gliding over the Arroyo coin. The baby taking the lima bean from his mouth and pushing it between the lips of his mother. These are examples of justice. That moment when you step away from the party, the sound of the 80-foot spruce tree creaking, the hour in the waning afternoon when the attorney stands beside her car, removes her sunglasses, and looks up at the sky. These are examples of remembering. The metaphor that makes you laugh out loud. The warm breast of the dental hygienist pressed against your ear as she leans to get access to your plaque. The dream in which you find yourself at sea at night with water under you so deep you weep with fear. And yet, the darkness does not take you into it. These are examples of fortune.